Zehnešmus Avigor, Jakob Miso Pichas, Zehnešmus Daniel Shainovas, Yeshua Falek, Zehnešmus Shlomo Zalman Ben Eliot. Okay, everyone, we are packet B10 in Hamtana in Basar Bechalov. So this is the famous Indian about waiting between meat and milk. That's a good topic to speak in the shul. Maybe even better than the Widow's Law. But okay. So, so the Gemara says, Ufa, Amar of Chista, Achol Basar, also Lachol Gvina. So if you eat Basar, you can eat cheese afterwards. So the Gemara says, Amar Marukva, Anilha Milsa Chala Bar Chamra Lagabe Abba. I am vinegar, son of wine, compared to my father. Dila Abba, my father, came Achel Bisra Ibn Elohav Achel Vina the Macher. Because my father eats meat today, he's not going to eat milk till the next day. But I will just not eat in this meal, this suda. But the next meal, I'll eat, you know, breakfast on the, you know, I eat, you know, say with lunch I had meat, so for dinner I'll have milk, but I won't have in the same meal. But I won't wait till the next day either. Why did he follow his father? Can he follow his father? So there's machloikis between, this is my sefer in Halakas. My sefer? Yeah. So what I write there? Okay. Yeah. Someone wrote once, I was inspired by an article someone once wrote in Kulman about this topic. About a machlok is between the pre-chadish and the pre-toyar. Pre-chadish is the pre-chadish, you know. The pre-toyar is the orachayim ha-chadish. And what do they say? The pre-chadish says there's no such thing as minagos. No, it's just because your father does something, it's not binding on you. Right? You know, you have to be respectful for your father. It doesn't mean you have to follow his minhagim. What do you think of that? That's the well, so what is the concept of minhag? Minhag is minhag amokum. If you come from a certain mokum, a certain kehila, you know, in Europe, that's when they had the real kehilas. And in America, shvach ha'maisis with the kehilas, but the Hasidim have kehilas, you know, very stark, Shver, Satmar, Bab, you know, it's real kehila, you know. My wife always says the only one in modern Orthodox circles that had a kehila is no.
Is Rav Moshe considered modern Orthodox? Rav Moshe is considered?
Rav Tites and Elizabeth. There's a Kehilah, like Rav Gutman always says to me, a Kehilah of Chaim Kalman Gutman Shlita. Gutman from Williamsburg. Big Talmud Chacham. So he points out a kehila means, if you have a shul, it could be a nice shul. I don't mean to speak chas from and nothing negative about a shul. It's just a reality. It's a shul is a place where you die, right? And you know, obviously the shul has its etiquette, and you have to respect the etiquette of the shul, and you know, because you know, Like you expect the etiquette of any place, public place that you go to. But it's not a kehillah, even though it's a big shul, even though there are, you know, some lot of big shuls here, but it's not a kehillah. As Gum points out, they have their own shechita and their own mikvah, and their own, it's a whole, it's a all per, you know, it's the whole Jewish scene, you know, the dayan, and the, you know, that's what Safar is, that's what Square is. Sure. Malanda. This is the tight, so the whole Shiva, Mikvah, the whole thing. And he was the Rav, Heitz was the Rav of all the shuls in the neighborhood. Now it's not exactly the same, it's whatever, but you know, that dynamic. That's Rabbi Blau's father, Rabbi Teitz. Don't question what his name was. It's Pilchus Morfan, Morfan Pilchus. Rabbi Blau has a. Yeah. Well, his name, but was used, you know. Yeah, it was on the radio. Yeah. He was one of the first people to have a radio show on learning Gemara. On Motzai Shabbos. Lama learned a Daf Gemara. Daf HaShavua. Yeah, he was Rav Teitz was an amazing person. You know, he knew the Rugged Shavar and the Or Sameach. And, you know, so that was a Gehila. It still is, whatever. But no, he's not alive. His son is, he has one son who was alive and took over. Also, the Rav Teitz. Because now you go to Vinsk, you go, and he knew the Or Sameach. Yes, he was a big. Right. So that's Machlokes. You know Morty Blau? His name is Morty Blau because he took the he followed the sheet. His parents followed the sheet. That was Morty Hypilkas.
I have a friend who's the Rabbit grandson.
Rabbiton Blau is Rabbi Teitz's daughter. You should read the book. She wrote a book.
Rabbi, I have a friend.
What? Yeah, he's a son of a Teitz.
Rebbe, I have a friend who's a Teitz.
Hey, this is a good Yiddish here.
Rebbe.
So many more Yiddish. I tell you. You know, and who was his father-in-law? Who was the previous Rav? Rabbi Preil. He was the Rav of Elizabeth, four of the Teitz. And what? Yeah, my son is Israel Pilkas. I don't know where that was. My grandfather's Israel Pilkas, my father's father. So I don't know where the Pilkas originally, that, you know, where they come from. In other words, I don't trace back further. Oh, so the Pri Chadash says there's no such thing as Minog Avos. It's only Minog Hamokom. So if you come, you're a part of a kehila, that's what the kehila does, so then you follow the minhag ha-mokum. But if your father has his private minhag, so you're not mechuyev to follow. That's the sheet of the pre-chadash. So according to that, that's all they point out. So that's why he didn't follow his father, because you don't have to follow your father. But again, if something would cause your father atmas nefesh, you know, the point is brought down in one of the svarim is to give your parents what we call nachas. That's a real halakha. nachas ruach. You know, if it's going to cause your parents, agmas nefesh, and some people they just don't just want to show they're independent. So what a big deal. But it's not halachically binding. He didn't mean hogish. Only the men halacha matam. If you live in a place in Europe and that's kehila, they didn't eat kidneys or they didn't eat kibrox. So you follow that as long as you still live there. Or if you leave, you're planning to go back. If you leave the makam, then you're not planning to go back. You're not bound by those. That's the pre-chadash. Pre-tayer, that's the archaim ha-chadash, says no, there is a concept of minigavus. So then why did he follow? So he says very pashut, the pitoa, the archaim ha-chadash. He says because minog avos is only when your father is asking you to follow it. But if he does, say he keeps a certain chumrah, and that's a question whether that's a chumrah. It's a question. But he knows that he did something that's hard to keep. He ate meat one day, he won't eat milchiks till the next day. So he wasn't, he did it for himself. He wasn't asking his son to do that. So the son doesn't have to do it, even the mandomar that there's a concept of bina avos. So that's a very Rabbi,
what's the minhag avotinu biyadinu?
You know, and that's, discussed there. Yeah, Daniel, you wanted to say something?
What's the idea of minhag avotinu biyadinu?
I can't hear you, Daniel. Are you muted? No,
your sound?
I can't hear you. Hagon Rav Joe Miller will help us. At this point, Joe Miller's here to help all those that need help. Okay, Daniel?
Can Rabbi hear now?
I hear your voice.
What about the concept of minhag avotinu biyadinu? Should that be more like we talked about, right? Second day yontif, minhag avotinu biyadinu. Should it be more practically minhag hamakum biyadinu? Because it's chutz la'aretz?
Yeah, so that's this question. I mean, everyone knows you have to keep yontif shein.
Right, but the reason that we say that we can't abolish it is because minhag.
Yeah,
but we dafka call it minhag avotinu biyadinu as opposed to minhag amakum.
That's a different thing. That was the thing that all of Klal Yisrael has. All of Klal Yisrael keeps. I mean, who will live? According to the Ritva, who live in Chutz La'aretz.
Right. So what I'm saying is that it should almost be qualified as a minhag amakum because it's chutz la'aretz, but we call it minhag avotinu.
Yeah, okay.
Clearly,
so
there is an aspect of.
You have to understand the concept of minhag. You read in the safe.
I have it. I'll have to take a look.
Rabbi.
Yes.
This makes me think of a Meiri in Maseches Shabbos that talks about Shmuel and Navi's sons that they didn't keep the minhag of their father. And like they were kind of held accountable for it, like the words in the Navi that describe that it says that they took bribes, even though they didn't, because they didn't follow Shmuel HaNavi's minhag of going to the people instead of having the people come to them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but that's the question is that called the minhag or is that okay? Something to talk about. But let's get back to the. So the question is, so how much do you have to wait? Well, we have to discuss how much, and then we have to discuss why. So, look in Taisus. The Suda Achrisa, Chilna, Lab, the Sudosa Shurgim, Lassus, Achashachris, Vachas Arvis. A few alter, silica shulchan, ubirich, mutter, tulum rabban. Whereas you could eat a meal on bench, and then you could have, have milk. You could have a fleshic meal. You finish the meal, bench, Now you want to go to the ice cream store. You can go to the ice cream store. Because the din is the suda. In other words, you were assuming that that's the ikar halakha. But my rukvadad was an extra, you know, he waited till the next day. All you have to do is the next suda. And that's not an amount of time. In other words, as long as the suda is over, we bench, and now you take out the ice cream.
We know.
Yeah, you have to see like a shulchan. I mean, in those days, we were discussing yesterday, the shulchans were small tray tables, right. So meal's over. And now you're hungry, you want to have a snack, you want to go out, go to the local 16 Handles. Yeah, it's on. Rabbi Asher Bush's Hasima is on the store. Rabbi Asher Bush was my counselor, Moshe Cole, summer of 1980, together with Rabbi Yitzchak Korn from Jews, the Tivari. Those were my two counselors, Moshe Cole, summer of 1980. So, Rabbi Bush, his signature's on the thing for the part of Riverdale here in Washington Heights. Okay, so that is the Tosfos Shita. Now, that's not our practice, as we know, because we don't just end the meal. But so we have to see what is. So where does our practice come from? So let's look in the Rambam. On page 3. That says halacha chaf. Yes. Bish ochel basar b'tchila. Bein basar b'hema, bein basar olf. Lo yochel achar af cholof. Ad shiyeh b'neim kidei shir suda acheres. Hu kimo sheishos. Bibnei habasar shol bein hashinayim she'ein osar b'kinuch. So he says that it's not a din it has to be a different suda, but if Luyitzur, you eat something right afterwards, but you can't have milk. Because that was normally sudas were spaced out. You don't have a suda, then right another, you know. So it's the amount of time, space from what was normally from one suda to another suda, and his assumption is space was 6 hours. So even though you technically ended the suda, this you want a 2 hours later, you want to have another suda, but that it's not a din like Tos says, it's a din that the suda is over. So right away, if you decide you want to eat more than something else, and it's not in the same suda as mutter. The Rambam says it has to be the sheer of the zman of what suda cheres is. And he says, kimo sheishos. So that's like the whole discussion. Kimo, does it mean exactly 6 hours? Does it mean into this, you know, into the sixth hour? If you look in the Meiri on page 4, it says, lo matzino b'shihiyah zu poch v'shiyah shebeit suda l'suda hu sheishos al korav l'zeh. So shiyah zeh is achel. It's digested. Wow. So, in the Rashi on page 5 of the Baisa Kotzer, Kate also mamten kishe shows for. And if you look in the Yitzhak Heter on page 7, it says, Ushir atzud acheres nechafut ma'oni olam yesha poskut shatzor ma'amtid vav shos shir b'shem yisud ha-shachar l'sud ha-sarvis. Because the passage says lunch is an Americanish thing. But You know, they woke up in the morning, they had they ate Pashachris, and then before they went to sleep, they ate again. Yeah, maybe they took a lollipop in the middle, but that place, you know, was it, you know, bunches, I should look at the history of lunch, probably your, you know, the history of lunch. When did
in the 17th century, lunch started.
See, Rabbi Goldberg is saying in the 17th century is when the working lunch started.
Late
18th
century.
Right, but before that, it was not like that. Right? Before that, there was a morning and an evening. And even
as artificial lighting spread, dinner served later.
Right.
Yeah, dinner later.
Right, because right, as you said, the Gemara says, when did they have the first Mishnah Shas? Shasha Konim Nechtosim Lechol B'Trumasim. So right at the beginning of night, there was still a little light, so they ate dinner. Right, around that time. So they're already eating dinner already at 5 o'clock. So lunch, you know, but as Eli Goldberg is saying from before, Wikipedia, who BBC. So he's saying that we're eating, but now the artificial light. Really, Bogus saying for British News that so they're eating dinner later. So then they needed there was a bigger gap between breakfast and dinner. So then lunch came. The lunch doesn't. But
then.
And the other shita is Tosis, what he calls the Riva Ravya. Okay, so those seem to be the two shitas. Yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah. So these are the two shitas. And then the Shari Dura on page 8. He quotes here, you know, Atsuda Cheres. You have to wait till the next meal. So again, the two sheet is what that means. And Hagoshai Dur says, Rabin Dogi Mahakil, Osim Rab Shara Midaita. So there's a middle sheet. They make a compromise. Lahamtin Shah Achas, Achas Sudas Basar, the Siluka. So they wait an hour after the meal. So at the end, after the meal, they will wait an hour. So the question is why? What's the hour? Why wait the hour? Manavshach, if you hold by Tosis, you need milk right away. And if you hold like the other sheet, you have to wait the amount of time. So what's the business of the hour? Pshara. What? What do you think? Shara? He says. the question. The Shari Dur is a go Shari Dur. Yeah, I mean, yeah. So I guess you can call him a late Rishon or what? Yeah. And I'll go, but the Shari Dura obviously is before that. It's not go Shari Dura. So some type of pshari thing. In other words, Tosfos told you could do it right away. And the other sheet just says, no, you have to wait to when the normally, the meal is normally eat. But the Rambam says, it's kemoshe shos. So that's what he says. So the pre-chadash is going to have another interpretation of the Sha'ahas. Page 10. Hamtin Acha Achilas Basar Shachas Minig Ze Nimshach Lahem Bisefer HaZohar. That this comes from the Zohar. So, only from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. You know, in the scholarly world, they have some questions. You know, that's the whole thing of the scholars. For the non-scholars, the Beis Yosef, you know, the Yisum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's not their own. So Zohar in Parshas Mishpatim says, the Chol Man Da'ochil Hay Michla Tzchad Berkechada O B'Shaitachada O B'Sudosachada. Because if you can eat meat and milk together, or in one shah, on one suda, it's not a good thing. Yeah, you want to see the Zohar on page 11. This is the Zohar with the Perush Yedid Nefesh. The bold letters are the words of the Zohar, and then the smaller letters after each phrase, Hebrew, is the translation of the Yedid Nefesh. So, Su'achka and Ol Matzanu, Tol Manda Ochil, Hay Michlo, Bitzchaber, Techad Mashaita, Chada, Musudoso Chada, Shatol Mish Ochel, spooky things are going to happen.
Rabbi, it's the Gdi, not the Vashel Gdi, Bachalev Imo.
So you're not supposed to eat in the same hour. So, you know, it's hard to, you know. Okay, Zohar says, so he wants to say there's a riot from desire to this idea. So Shachar. After all, there's a truth in the Mashad about this. Yeah, it's always a whole interesting topic in the. Well, Rav always quotes the Zohar.
So it's shot.
That's right. If you're a good chassid like Joe Miller.
Everywhere, please.
No.
Since first grade,
they're
wearing the same
outfit. Fifth grade.
Doesn't
want to
get.
No, but this is the test. If you're a true chassid, if you come home from shul Friday night at 6 o'clock, you don't make kiddush till 7 o'clock. I gave a lot of practice.
That's
it. Yeah, that's how we come home. That's one of the first we're going to run.
The whole thing with Mars, right?
And if you're not a such a chassid, come 6 o'clock, you don't wait till 7 o'clock. I gave a lot of packets on this list here, on this topic.
Is that the first one?
What?
Is that the first one?
In Hilchos Kiddush.
Right, Rebbe, it was Mars, right?
What?
Because that's the Sholate, Mars is Sholate over that time.
No, it's 6 or 7, things are happening if you're going to make Kiddush there.
Right, it's Mars. Mars is in charge.
Yeah, if you want, if you give me a Chelek base. Oh, if you no, El Gel is. I need a real shot.
No, not
because
it doesn't.
Right. Rebbe, I think we did it when we were doing Tosafot Shabbos.
Yeah, you were the chair, right?
Yeah, it's Mars was in charge of that time, right?
Who?
Mars?
Yeah, Mars.
And Mars is Sholate right. Over that time, so therefore...
Right, Mars is Sholate of that time.
How do you say it? Madim?
Madim, no. Yeah.
Yeah, Madim.
So... Yeah, so that's what I do. Sefer in Minhagim, I have a piece about how do we say Shalom Aleichem and things like that. All these things that they say before, you know, Kiddush, really, see, these are modern Orthodox, they just sing Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayim and make Kiddush. But if you're a Chassid, you say all those stuff, you know, it's a whole thing there. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure your grandfather does it. He's not. Well, I said, because there's a din in the Shulchan Aruch, Kaddish Miyad, that you're supposed to make Kiddush right away. So the question is, so if you're going to wait till 7 o'clock, you can violate that halacha. So I said in my sefer, I have a whole piece in the Minhag sefer. What's the heter of singing Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil and all these things? Is it out of violation of the Kaddish?
Start to see that. Check.
Yeah, it's in Reish, Ein Reish, but they don't like to say Reish, Ein Reish Aleph.
Ein Reish
Aleph
also. That's Ein Reish Aleph. Well, Ein Reish Kol.
It's Reish. Ayin Aleph, but they don't like to do Reish Ayin Aleph because it sounds like Ra. So the minute the piece of. Right, so they also do a Reish Ayin Aleph. So Ayin Reish Aleph, Sifkan Aleph, he quotes Kosab Kuni Shabbos, he Kaddish Kodim Laila, he betchilas Lel Shabbos from Mazel Magim, the Sof Yom Vav from Mazel Tzedek, like any Kaddish Tzedek, because either you do it before or you do it after. But you don't do it during the sixth hour. Because I'll show you later that hour, and that's gonna. Okay, I gave a lot of shiurim on this, but if you want to see, it's in Magen Avraham, Ayin Reish Aleph Sif Katan Aleph. Now, if you look on page 15, in the Issur Heter of Rabbeinu Yerucham. He gives another shita. And he writes in the second column, second line, Vu Gimel Shos. Gimel Shos. Where does the Gimel Shos come from? Those points, I think, are forced to put this out in the safer. Huh? No. Yeah, so we didn't even touch that yet, because I want to do that as a separate, you know, the... So if you look, I think we're before Stoltz said to say, the miserable of David from Rav David Pardo, page 14. Because Kaza Prichadish Avagav the Lake of Ben Achila Elokimodal chose. He says, Dal chose. And he says, what's the idea? Oh, Dal chose, is it? He's quoting page 14. Yeah. So what's the idea? He's M. Nimshot Minim Tamakomash Ein Mantinim Achabasar Al Gimashov, Kiri of a field of kites. Because they used to have certain places they had a meal 3 hours later, so that's where they would keep So therefore, Jane was Gilchok here, a field of kites. Even in the summer, that's long days, because in the winter, there were short days, so they would have 3 hour break. So they would have a late breakfast and an early dinner, so it's a short day. So they'd breakfast like 11, 12 o'clock.
Like short of time.
No.
Oh, just you have longer break.
So in the winter, they have a late breakfast and early dinner, so it would be 3 hours. So that even in the summer, where it's bigger, but since in the winter, that was the Zman of the Suda, so they followed that even in the summer. And that became this shear, 3 hours. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says on page 23, "Achi Yisha Sheishos," and then the Rama says, "Yeshom Day Tzarcham to Sheishos Rach Biad in Silek." He quotes that sheet to Biad. "I'm in a kosher to say, well, not in a this was Shoachas." So he quotes Minig of Shoachas. Shulchan Aruch says the Sheishos, and then he quotes the Rama quotes the Minig of. As soon as the suit is over. And then he says the minhag pashut is to keep shachas. And then that's what the Jews in Holland and whatever, they keep shachas. And the other sheet, the 3 hours, the Yekesh minhag. So we saw it in the Ben Yerucham and in the so that is the Shiloh here.
Rabbi, quick question. My family minhag is waiting 5.5 hours. Rabbi Eisenstein and Gross told me that it's a legitimate minhag, but I didn't get any more details past that. Does Rebbe know the source for 5.5, like, or like Rove?
Yeah, the Kamoshe Shos. That's based on the Kamoshe Shos.
Right. Is like I guess the Rove is the like Kamo. Is that like the way we catch it up?
Yeah, Kamo into the so some people do 5 hours in a minute. You know what I mean? But you have to see is like where did it stem from?
I try to ask my grandfather.
Why did they keep them? Where were they from? A certain place.
My grandfather's family is from Wysoka Masowiecka in Poland, but that's all I got.
And who? Your father's father?
My grandfather's mother and father came from Wysoka Masowiecka.
I want to know about your father's father.
I'm saying that's my father's father, and my father's father was born in Queens. But his parents are from Poland, and that's where he got it from.
From Queens. That's where he got this 5 and a half.
Yeah, I guess the Queens or Rebbe told it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll do more research into it.
Yeah, because the question is sometimes you have to wonder, like, somebody was there really, that was the minhag ha'makom. And anyway, you're not living there. I mean, and it's not like a minhag. So, you know, unless you have strong minhagim of where they come from. So I tell people, like, you know, you're Yaki and you're strong, you know, and you're part of the Yaki. Like, Royce is another example of a Kehillah. That's a Kehillah. It's not a Siddish, not a what? So. But, whereas again, not everything that person does has status of a minhag. And then is the discussion to be. Would Hagim go based on your parents, or did it go based on the Makom?
I'm not saying that 1 hour is the
Hagim. So what's the Lashon HaRama?
I don't know. Are you here to
say? So it's an hour.
No,
meaning 3 hours is not on the page of Shulchan Aruch.
And my family, my father is 5 hours. Right. 6 hours? Right.
So again, like, and that's what your father did?
Yes.
And where did it come? You know, like, is it something that they just heard or something picked up? Or? In other words, see if it really had a, or is it something that one day someone went to
that.
See, it sounds good. Let me take that, you know, like, you know, that type of thing. And then again, and it's not so simple that even if your father does it, whether you have to, whether you should or not.
I'll ask my grandfather, and I'll get back to Rebbe.
Well, which grandmother is this?
No, it's my father's father. It's my father's father.
Your grandmother?
My grandmother, she passed away, but my grandfather, he's still alive.
Oh, he's alive. Your father's father?
My father's father.
Where does he live?
In Lawrence. Small community.
Yeah. Not in Queens, then.
Not anymore.
He used to live in Queens.
Yeah.
Which part of Queens?
For Rockaway, so I guess technically, for Rockaway is like on the border of Queens and Five Towns. So I don't really know how.
My in-laws got married in the what is that? A famous hotel, Washington Hotel. And Rav Bick was beside a kedusha, and on the ksuba it says Queens, New York. You know the Washington Hotel. Washington Hotel. Is anyone wanted to make a shtickle like Shabbos Bar Mitzvah, you know, going away? They did it at the Washington Hotel. That was the place. My in-laws got married in the Washington Hotel. And Rav Moshe Bick, the uncle of Sadek Kedushin, and the ksuba says Queens, New York. My parents got married in Luigi Siegel's. Yeah. That was a restaurant in Manhattan. get married in the restaurant. There's a place to have a chuppah there. It was on December 25th. They were all, yeah, it was about 100. They had 100 people. If one person canceled, then someone else could come. But then, like, 100 people. Yep. Okay, so these are the sheetahs. Now we have to go through the reasons and the things like that. Okay, but at least today so tomorrow we'll continue with this packet, and go from there.
I mean, does the clock start from when a person finishes eating, or from?
Oh, finishing? That's another excellent question. Harav, I'm going to tzaddik with M.G. Binder Shlita. When does the clock start? So that we'll see tomorrow. Also. When does the clock start? When you finish eating the meat? When you finish eating the meal? When does the clock start?
This is the packet.
Yeah, that's a different packet. Okay, I've gone. Okay, so Bezer Shem, tomorrow we'll continue. Mashiach and Shemayim. Okay, good to see you all. Okay, but you'll do some research with Avi.